Good morning to all the listeners of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way again. In choosing a title for this message, I'm impressed with two of them. So I will just give you both of them, and you can accept the one you like best after you hear it or read it. First, this one may seem a little strange, but it is The Tempest of Euroclydon. And the other is Driftwood. Now, let me give you the scripture verse for the first title. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon, Acts 27:14. This occurred when Paul was prisoner and bound for Rome. The ship had encountered this tempestuous wind called Euroclydon, or perhaps in the modern-day sailor language, it would be better known as Levanter. But at any rate, it was a fierce and relentless storm. How dreadful it must have been to cause the sailors to lose hope of being saved. They were driven off course at the mercy of the wind and the sea. They were unable to guide the ship by the sails or the rudder. This serves to remind us that we are heading into some Euroclydon tempest and Levanter storms. This world is no friend to a saint of God, and if we make it to the portals of heaven, it will be by the grace of God. Most of us recognize the term driftwood, which symbolizes so many souls drifting carelessly into eternity. But more on this later. Now, contrary winds. I saw the Morning Air Express roar overhead in threatening power. Her wings were tilted in a stress against the south tide of the hour. I watched her as far down the sky she left my wide and wondering view, bent on her mission faithfully and keeping on her courses true. Her soaring move with sidewise sweep to overcome the threat to stray, her pilot steered in wisdom deep to keep her on her course that day. And so thought I, my course in life of like importance is to me, amid the jarring winds of strife, unmoved, unshaken I must be. But if I keep my course, I must brace up to master all I meet, and navigate with peace and trust a valiant pathway of my feet. Take courage then, my soul, and though ye cross the path of common tread, wherein contrary winds may blow, or by the hand of God be led. Be not dismayed, thy portion bear with joy to know ye have a part, and with a ransom thou shalt share, and in the course ye once did start. Leslie Busby. Now, before we get too deeply involved in this Tempest of Euroclydon or the Driftwood, listen to this song, Kept by the Touch of His Hand.
I walked along
in sorrow and shame,
I had no one
but myself to blame,
for I lost the sight
of God's mighty plan,
and I strayed away
from the touch of His hand.
The touch of his hand has meant so much to me.
I cling to Him now,
and He walks with me,
I'll make it through.
Heaven's my land.
When days are dark and I cannot see.
I lean on the Lord, and He stands by me. And just when it seems that I can feel the touch of His hand means so much to me.
I cling to Him now,
and He walks with me.
I'll
I'm glad for the thought expressed in that song. We can be kept from the evil of this world by the touch of God's hand. But more on this tempest and the driftwood. Each and every child of God needs an anchor to the soul in the storms of life, because there are forces which are driving against them. Nowhere in the Bible do we find anything mentioned of driftwood or drifting. But let me give you some definitions of drift. The act of driving something along, the flow or the velocity of the current of a river or ocean stream, something driven, propelled, urged along, or drawn together in a clump by or as if by a natural agency, as wind-driven snow, rain, cloud, dust, or smoke, usually at or near the ground surface, a mass of matter, as sand, deposited together by or as if by wind or water. A helter-skelter accumulation, something, as driftwood, washed ashore, a ship's deviation from its course caused by currents, one of the slower movements of oceanic circulation, the lateral motion of an airplane due to air currents, an easy, moderate, more or less steady flow or sweep along a spatial course, a gradual shift in attitude, opinion, or position, an aimless course, especially if foregoing of any attempt at direction or control, a deviation from a true reproduction, representation, or reading. So it seems to me, this word drift denotes a carelessness and an unconcern. In that sense, the word seems to imply a rather haphazard situation, and it is uncertain where something drifting will end up. It may be on a creek bank or a distant seashore. The ship on which the apostle was sailing was broken to pieces, and there was a lot of driftwood. So, where the Bible is silent on driftwood or drifting, it has plenty to say about being driven. Listen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1:5-8. The prophet Isaiah, in foretelling how some folks were going to be like driftwood, said, "Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of thy Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down." Isaiah 22:17-19. You may have heard the expression, "That's the way the ball bounces." That is surely an unpredictable thing. Who knows how the ball is going to bounce? And who knows where a piece of driftwood is going to stop? It floats and drifts aimlessly. But one thing is sure. It is driven by the current of the stream. To be driven means to be forced. One verse says, "The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death." Proverbs 14:32. Still another verse puts it this way, "Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney." Hosea 13:3. Did you ever notice how the smoke from the chimney is caught and driven along? It is eventually dissipated and is no more. Now, let me give you the story for the inspiration and the moral of this entire message. I visited in the home of a friend who lived along the mighty Mississippi River. He showed me his conversation piece, The Cat. It was a piece of driftwood which he had framed, and it was hanging on the wall of his home. There were the cat's eyes, and with a little imagination one could see the pet cat framed in the driftwood. He had numerous antique relics recovered from the dump pile near the railroad track. But perhaps one of the most impressive driftwood works of art was the footstool, made of black walnut wood, and the top of the stool was made of beautiful white webbing recovered from the river. Pieces of nylon rope had been thrown into the river from the barges, and he had woven it into a strong support for a seat cover. It was a beautiful and useful footstool. Now, the moral is this. God is working through Christ the Mediator, and he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. So he can take a worthless piece of humanity drifting out into the great unknown and change that course in life. He will give purpose and meaning and make your life worthwhile. It is not necessary for you to drift or slide. The psalmist wrote, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." Psalms 26:1. Finally, if one refuses and continues his downward drifting, this scripture will be so applicable. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, "What have I done?" Everyone turned to his course, as a horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Jeremiah 8:5-7.
Drifting along with a smile and a song, smile and a song. Drifting at night, in morning's light, drifting away, drifting away.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Golden shore.